More ripples developed this week over where Milwaukee could build a new basketball arena for the Bucks. The team's new owners want a site selected by the end of the year. The most recent idea comes from David Eline. His mother was philanthropist Jane Bradley Pettit, who paid for the existing center. Eline says the city should tear it down, along with the neighboring UWM Panther Arena and Milwaukee Theater, to make room for a new venue. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, the idea is raising eyebrows. Franklin Gimbel calls the idea of demolishing three existing venues unworkable. Gimbel is chairman of the Wisconsin Center District. It owns and operates the Panther Arena, the Milwaukee Theater, and the Convention Center in downtown Milwaukee. He says two of the buildings have consistently made money.
The income we derive from the UW Milwaukee Panther Arena and the Milwaukee Theater both exceed the expenses of the events that are there. It would be hurtful to our bottom line to lose the revenue stream from those two buildings.
Gimbel says the buildings have been the venue for the Milwaukee Wave, the Shrine Circus, and the UWM men's basketball team for years. He thinks it would be difficult for those tenants to find a new place to perform. Gimbel is pushing another proposed site for a new Buck Stadium, just north of the current Bradley Center.
It gives to the owners of the Bucks real estate that's already owned by the Bradley Center. Two, there's no buildings to be torn down. Three, they could start the construction there forthwith if they get a financing plan in shape. And the Bradley Center, after the completion of that arena, could be torn down.
Gimbel says he envisions the development of a destination corridor between a new Buck Stadium, the Milwaukee Theater, and the Panther Arena. He says it could include a mix of retail outlets, bars, and restaurants. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett isn't so quick to dismiss David Eline's proposal. Barrett calls the idea intriguing.
It's certainly one that we're going to take seriously. It's one that we have looked at. But there are several other sites as well. So I appreciate the fact that he's weighed in, and the sites that he talks about are certainly not off the table.
Barrett says he would prefer a new arena be built strictly with private money. Former Bucks owner Herb Cole, along with new owners Mark Lazary and Wesley Edens, have each pledged large sums. Another idea being bantered around is public money. Developer Gary Gruno has proposed a 0.5% sales tax to fund a new arena and other projects such as the downtown streetcar and Milwaukee Public Museum. County Supervisor Jerry Broderick says he doesn't think the idea will go anywhere. He says voters here approved an advisory referendum in 2008 for a 0.5% sales tax to help fund county parks and transit, but the legislature failed to grant the county approval to levy the tax.
I look back and think of the progress that could have been made in the deferred maintenance in our park system, which is now over $300 million. Our transit system, which is in very tough shape. The public voted to remedy those things, and all we got was silence. The public was ignored.
Broderick says the idea of a sales tax for a new arena hasn't been well received from local leaders. Mayor Barrett says he's not even considering the option. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.